Speaking of Billy Graham, Oral Roberts comes to mind, and he became a member of Boston Avenue.
He did.
In the 70s?
Actually, I think late 60s, perhaps. I think it was when Finis Crutchfield was still pastor here, and he was elected a bishop in 72. So I think it was late 60s, probably. But he and Evelyn were members here when I first arrived. They were here my very first Sunday, sitting right out in front of me in the congregation there. I felt that I came to know them very well. On the night that one of their sons died, I called and talked to Richard and told him that I knew they'd be getting phone calls from all over the world, but would he please just be sure that his mother and father knew that I had called, and if there was any way I could help, let me know. He said he would. That was 6 o'clock or something that evening when I had first heard it on the news. I was home all evening. I finally had brushed my teeth and had my pajamas on, ready to go to bed, and the phone rang, and it was Richard saying, "Everything's quieting down now. My mother and father wondered if you would come." I said, "Sure," and so I redressed and hurried out to their home and felt that for another hour and a half or so that night, I was their pastor. Now, in the service, the funeral, they turned more to the connections they had from other parts of the world and so on. I was present, but I wasn't a participant in leading the service. But I felt I got to know both of them fairly well for a few years. And then when a Methodist preacher, not here, but in Oklahoma, pressed our judicial council to rule at one point whether Oral Roberts was really a Methodist preacher or not, and they ruled he was not, he was hurt and embarrassed by that. We talked about it. He knew I had nothing to do with that. He said, "I'm an embarrassment to the Methodist Church, and I'll go back to my own people, the holiness people," you know. So I was sad about that. But whenever I saw him after that, he was always very friendly to Gail and me and would give us a hug. He knew that I had genuine appreciation for all the good that he had done. Mm-hmm. I did.
And in the interview that I did with Oral elsewhere in this website, he spoke very openly about the death of Ronnie and how he had overdosed. And he was very forthright and open about it, as you were about your daughter.